The question was asked, are we really supposed to expect the Mashiach could come any day now? So we quoted the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos in the introduction to the 10th chapter, that one of the fundamentals of Jewish faith is to believe that Mashiach will come. That's all the Rambam said. We don't know when, but we have to believe he will come and not deny his existence. So then we have the Gemara in Shabbos, the Aflamed Aleph, Amed Aleph, where the Gemara says that when a person will be judged in the world to come, they ask him a series of questions. They ask him, Rava says, were you faithful in your business practices? Did you set up time to learn Torah every day? Did you deal with trying to bring children to the world? Did you anticipate salvation? Which Rashi explains, did you anticipate the prophecies that of the good that's yet to come? So then the question is, how should I anticipate it? Am I supposed to think that he'll come tomorrow, so let me quit my job, so I'll be available for his coming? So there are a few sources I would want to learn, but we don't have time. I'll give you the sources and you could look them up. There's the Sefer HaIkarim, Rav Yosef Elbo, and Mamar Dalid Perek Memches. That's one place I would want to learn if we had time. The second one is Netzach Yisrael Perek Chavtet, the Maharal. And the one that we will learn is the Sefer Seder Hayom. So in the Sefer Seder Hayom, I will just explain who he was. The Seder Hayom was Rabbi Moshe Rabbi Yehuda Ibn Machir. He lived in Sfat in the 16th century. And he was the rabbi and head of the yeshiva in Kfar Zeitun near Tzfat. Now, this work, the Seder Hayom, has halacha and kabbalah, and it's arranged in the order of the day and the year, and it has a commentary on tefillah, and I heard from some of my teachers that this is one of the things that every person should learn, the Seder Hayom, because it's one of the things we don't really know. How should we set up our day? What does davening mean? So it's a very important work. Now he writes over here that after davening you say, Ani Ma'amin. And as far as I know, this is the first source for this concept, that we say it. He says, what do you say? Ma'amin ani be'emunah shlema b'nechamat Zion. I believe that Zion will ultimately be comforted. Ve'elokeinu b'rachamav yinachameinu ma'aveleinu. And our God in His mercy will comfort us from our mourning. Ve'igaleinu b'korov. And will soon redeem us. In line with the Rambam. Soon. He doesn't say tomorrow. Yechadesh malchuto aleinu b'mira, may he renew his kingdom upon us swiftly, amen. And then he explains, v'hu min ha'dvarim ha'shoalim imenu, and these are one of the things that he will be asked in the world to come, tzipita li'yeshua, did you anticipate salvation? And then he says, sit down and learn a little bit, that's how you should do every day. Now, in another place he writes, he says like this, he's going, sorry, one second. He's discussing how where you're supposed to, in your meals, you're supposed to remember the destruction and learn when you eat and how you bench. That's this chapter. So he says, within the meal, you have to remember the destruction. We have certain things we're supposed to do to commemorate the destruction. Before we bench, we say, Al Nahot Bavel. And you want to learn, maybe I'll quote the whole piece. It's a short piece and it's worth learning. He says, in your meal, you're supposed to remember the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple. And you're supposed to be bothered by it and say the chapter, Al Nahot Bavet. And he quotes a support for this concept. And a person should think about the fact that the temple was destroyed because of our sins and we've been in exile for so long over this. And look at everything we've had to suffer ever since then. And no one cares. Look at what's going on. And Hashem, it's as though He has let us bring about our own destruction. And so therefore, every person should weep over it. Every day and every night, he should have set time when he thinks about the fact that the world is not where it should be, and then it's our responsibility to change it. And look at the situation we're in exile, and therefore pray before him and beg him that he should bring us back and bring us Mashiach swiftly. And whenever a person sees himself in a situation of extreme happiness, he has to also remember that things aren't perfect yet. The temple is still destroyed, we're still in exile, things aren't perfect. And God's name is being desecrated by the fact that we're being tormented here in exile. And then when a person does that, then his heart will have the humility it should, and he will really merit to see the comforting of Zion. As the verse says, whoever mourns over Zion will merit to see its comforting. Now, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're not supposed to mention things that are sad. Nonetheless, you should mention a verse that speaks about the comfort that's yet to come to Zion and Jerusalem. So we say, Shir Malos B'Shuv Hashem et Shivat Zion, because we can't discuss the mourning, so we at least discuss the redemption we're awaiting. And then he says, so when he, this is where the punchline, why we learned this whole piece, and he should believe completely in the coming comforting of Zion, that Hashem will comfort us from our mourning and renew His kingdom upon us. And this is what the Talmud calls Tzipita Lishua. Now this line, I remember, is written in earlier Rishonim, what I'm about to read you. I didn't find it. If I remember correctly, other commentaries also explain this Gemara this way. I don't have the books in front of me right now. Shera'uy la'adam shelo yitya'esh min harachamim. I think it's written in the Disciples of the Rashba. I think the Ri Ibn Shuib writes this. That a person shouldn't give up on God. That's the idea of Tzipita Lishua. God said better times are yet coming. And it's easy when things are going bad to think, it's never going to happen. So even though it's been a long time, we should know that Hashem's mercy is still out there. And Tzipita Lishua means I anticipate that better times can happen any day because Hashem could change the scene any day. And I should realize that Hashem's mercy isn't finished. And even if it's taking time, I shouldn't give up on, so to speak, give up on Hashem's redemption. That's Tzipita Lishua. The Seder Hayom spells it out, but I remember earlier, I remember seeing this. He doesn't tell you he's quoting anyone, but I remember this line exactly. I remember it in the Rishonim. I think it's in the Ri Ibn Shuib. So that's Tzipita Lishua. When we say any day, it doesn't mean, Mashiach's coming tomorrow, so let me sell my house. It means I realize that I'm not bound to the world I'm living in. There can be a Holocaust, and God forbid, as we saw, there was a Holocaust, and yet there can still be a brighter future. I don't give up because I know Tzipita Lishua. I have what to wait for. There's still good that's coming. To the best of my understanding, that's Tzipita Lishua, and that's the idea of the question we'll be asked when we come to heaven. So, can Mashiach come any day? Yes, he could come any day. Not any day. The Gemara says there are days he won't come on. But okay, he's not going to come on Friday and make us do Chilul Shabbos. Then the Gemara discusses which days he won't come on. the idea of Tzipita Lishua doesn't mean sell your house because Mashiach's coming tomorrow.
So, follow-up clarification question is just, is it okay, or is it not bad to not expect him to come tomorrow? Can you not expect him to come tomorrow?
Well, that depends on what you mean by expect him to come tomorrow.
Meaning, I'm expecting him tomorrow, probably sometime tomorrow, I will shout with joy.
We obviously don't. You make a doctor's appointment for a week down the road, and you better make a doctor's appointment when you need it. You don't say, well, Mashiach will come by then.
Is it okay to expect that he won't come?
Isn't that what we're doing? We live our lives with the recognition that he's not coming.
Right.
We buy medical insurance. We buy life insurance. We do responsible things. We tell a person, get a kupat cholim card. We don't say, don't worry, Mashiach's coming tomorrow. I didn't come. Well, tomorrow he'll come. We don't do that, right? We do lead our lives. It doesn't say anywhere here that you're supposed to expect him tomorrow. You're supposed to realize that God runs the world and can make it better at any moment. You're supposed to anticipate that God will make it better. When? We don't know. But the idea is not to give up on hope. That's the idea of Tzipita Lishua.
Can I just have the
so the Seder Hayom, where he spells it out, is dafka not in the morning davening, but he spells it out in the Zecher for the Churban, and the responsibility to learn during the meal. That's where it is in the Seder Hayom. What? Yeah, the Netzach Yisrael, the 29th chapter. Sefer HaYikarim. Sefer HaYikarim, Ma'amar Daled, Perek Mem Chet. That's Rav Yosef Elbaum. Elbaum.
That's why
And that's Rav Yosef Elbaum writes along the same lines. That it's the continuous hope that Hashem will save the nation, that the nation's situation will be bettered. But just 1 second, Mike. Yeah.
So should it be people almost like expect the Messiah to like solve all the problems? Is it someone can do that, or is it just someone who unites the country?
If people want, we'll learn the Rambam on that. If you want, we'll learn the Rambam on that.